I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hi guys, welcome back to Think About Guys.
Hey guys, welcome back.
We're so sorry for this overdue break.
Yeah, this is too bad.
It was actually unplanned, but a lot has been going on.
We've just been out and about, but yeah.
I've been back. Living my new life, you know, up in Manchester.
Oh my god, little updates. Okay, updates us now.
Nah, no.
Eh?
Moving on. It's not their business. Moving on. Today, we're going to talk about friends with benefits. Because let's not pretend, we're not children here. Like, I mean, if you're listening to this and you're a child, I'm not too sure you should be listening to this. But yeah, it be like that sometimes, you know. It gets as it be, things happen.
Yeah, friends with benefits.
I think between the two, both of us, we have a bit of experience here. Which is not a bad thing. Yeah. Like, you know, we say everything with our chest on this podcast, so we might as well just continue, you know, sharing. So, Pam Pam, take it over.
Why did you say Pam Pam?
Go, girl.
You're mad. You're mad for that.
Thanks.
Okay, so a friend with benefits. Wait, friend with benefits is like obviously someone who's your
is
friend.
Is the only one benefit? You're not friends with benefits.
Plural. Okay, plural benefits.
Abi, I don't know your type. Is it
chill
your-
now. Let me land, I beg.
Sorry.
Let me land, though. So my definition of a friend with benefits is basically like someone that's your friend, like
friendship with a little bit of issue.
Friendship with a little bit of issue.
Oh my god,
that's what she is. Like someone that's your friend, but like they enjoy the perks of like stuff you do in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is?
If that's your definition, go with it.
I don't even know. Sometimes it's not even like that deep. Sometimes it's just like we're friends, but we're trying to vibe.
Yeah.
Like, we're friends, but we're feeling each other.
We're friends, but we're both needing.
Exactly. It's kind of like a mutual agreement that, okay, this was happening.
Funny enough, like, all my friends with benefits, I wouldn't say I was ever really their friends.
Really?
Like,
friends.
No.
So you guys were not friends first?
Mm-mm, not really. We just said, let's just do friends
okay,
with benefits.
Then it's still kind of friends with benefits if
it's
you
messy,
knew them,
but it's okay.
Yeah, but I feel like both of us, we have completely like
different types.
Yeah, different types of friends. Because my friends with my this past, by the way, my friends with benefits back then,
our
back
history.
In the day, yeah, back
that
in
year,
the day, that year. Back in the day, these are my actual friends, like my actual guys. And I know, like, honestly, I know you're cringing listening to this. That's so somehow, like, trust
it's
me,
not,
blood.
I mean,
no, it's actually
sometimes
somehow.
Being comfortable is actually, like, good. Like, but in your case, it's different, I guess.
No, but you know, I've always, hey, God, my words.
Go on.
I always explain to Darren, like, my reasoning behind this, even though no one actually ever understands my reasoning behind getting with friends, it's just that, one, like Darren said, you want to be comfortable. Like, a friend knows you basically, like, do you get what I mean? Like, your friends are your guys. Like, these are people that you're comfortable with. You
they
can
know
laugh.
You well.
They know you. So, obviously, you feel safe. You feel comfortable enough to be able to, you know, cross that, open that door. Do you get what I mean?
Not everybody.
I personally am scared of like strangers. Like, you get all these like one night stand type of people. I cannot, like,
you
that
cannot.
Is not me. I cannot. I'd rather like get with someone that
you know,
I know, and I feel safe and comfortable with. So that is just my reasoning.
I'm not be by knowing that you be safe or
no. I mean, no, fair enough. But like, you never know until like you're in that type of
once
pee.
Bitten twice shy.
Exactly.
If you've not listen, go and listen.
Oh, so is that type of pee? So that was just my reasoning, but I can't lie, it's very fucked.
It's not that fucked. Stop hammering yourself.
It's not even hammering myself. I just feel like friends with benefits is a bit weird, isn't it? Like,
the thing is, it's not for the faint-hearted. It's not for everybody.
It's
you
actually,
get, like, you have to understand yourself before you know you can enter that
and
type of situation.
And both of you need to understand each other
as
well.
I think boys are actually fucked up. Let me tell you why.
Let me tell you, you don't need a reasoning behind that.
You're right.
I will take your word
why
for that.
Why do men, full stop?
Period.
Why do men?
But don't worry, dear. Go on.
Why? But like, guys are actually messed up because you guys will agree together the terms and conditions of this contract. Then they will just from out of nowhere, they will concoct in their head that, this is not part of the... this is not part of the terms and conditions, oh. and they will start drama. Like, it's actually, I actually think all men actually fuck up friends' benefits.
Period.
They'll be thinking that the girl is feeling deeper or is doing this or they're overthinking or the girl is doing that. But it's actually in your head because girls, we can do better. We don't need you. That's we don't need just you.
It just gets as it be. Guys, like,
in their minds, there. It's actually their minds. Like, you guys fuck up a lot of good things.
I think the word is, like, you guys just don't know how to communicate.
You don't know how to act.
You really do not. I feel like when you've kind of discussed the terms, like, during a contract, quotes in quotes, like, okay, this is what, because there's some people that, like, if we're out in public, don't, like,
yeah,
don't do that type of thing, like, even if let's we're friends and we're benefiting,
you know, there's
from
one
each other,
song,
exactly.
There's one song like this that is like, ah, fuck, I can't remember, it's definitely a rap song because that's my type of song. I can't remember, but it's like in the lyrics, is like, we get there separately, but we leave, no. We get there individually, then we live together
or something like quietly. That. Yeah. Period. So if you have those type of terms, fair enough. But I feel like problem arises when there are no set terms. Do you get what I mean? It's kind of just like
you're flowing.
Going with the flow.
But going with the flow is not that bad.
See, I'm here to tell you guys, going with the flow, the devil, don't ever try and do it.
Oh my God.
It will end in tears.
Not always. But at the same time, let me say that, as we say boys are the problem, they are actually some girls who, they want different benefits, but they will actually, catch like, yeah, those girls, stop. Like, you're actually embarrassing yourself. No, they should stop. Because they're not making it difficult for other girls like us,
girl,
who are brave.
Stop.
Like, who are okay. We can handle this. If you can't
girl,
do this,
stop.
If you can't handle the heat in the kitchen, stay yeah. out of the kitchen.
No, even though I 100% get what you mean. I 100%. But then, so does it mean those type of girls should you now enjoy?
Yeah, no, you have to enjoy in a different way. Because you guys are spoiling it for other girls that can handle it. That's why the boys are overreacting. That's why those boys are saying that girls are overthinking, girls are doing this,
okay,
girls are spoiling this. It's
because
of those
girls. But we're not looking at it from the side that even though, like, let's say the girl catches feelings, or the guy, let's not just assume it's only the girl that catches feelings or whatever. Let's say one party catches feelings. It could always end in a good thing. Like, do you get that type of thing?
Me, personally, I've never seen that type.
Eh? I mean, I don't want to, like, say names here, but there are a lot of success stories that... It starts out as
friends
just
with benefits.
Friends with benefits.
But was it just friends with benefits?
Yes, no.
Oh, I thought they were just like, they were pretending.
No, it was pretend.
No,
there was one sided.
See, there are types you can tell. that. Because if it was just friends with benefits, you and me wouldn't have even known they were giving them before
okay,
they became
true.
A relationship.
That's
Did
true,
you get there?
True.
Low-key, they weren't even a low-key P. It was just like, we're not trying to be serious right now.
Nah.
And then they became serious.
Fair enough.
That one gets your own side. Like, that's not what we're talking about.
No, but...
But girls, don't be thinking you can enter... Or boys, too. Sometimes, don't be thinking you can enter friends with benefits and think, okay, when we start doing that thing, maybe they will catch me.
And
because
you guys...
hot tears.
Guys,
hot.
You guys... Therapist, hold my hand. I'm like, you guys,
hot.
This is my problem.
Yeah. I wanted to call your name, but I didn't want to call you.
No,
out.
The thing is, what we're not going to do here is, we're not going to call, let me call myself out.
Yeah, good.
That is my problem. And like Jerry said, girls, stop. If you know it's not for you, don't do it again. That's actually my problem. It's not even always catching feelings. It just always ends badly.
Let me tell you, primarily, let's say we start at the alphabet at A.
Eh?
Pamela has already seen M. Like, she's looking ahead. Like, Pamela is thinking that if I start like this, I can end there. Nah,
problem,
that's not how friends benefit works.
Yeah.
You have to just enjoy, maybe if it's
in
1 or 2 weeks. Yeah.
Right.
Don't do too much because then you won't really enjoy the full perks of the whole thing.
Yeah, actually, right. I always like to think ahead, like, okay, even though we're doing this now, can this potentially
Pamela will start dreaming vacation dinner
not,
day
not
spa.
Vacation
come on, for nothing.
But I feel like Jerry said, you actually just have to enjoy yourself in the moment and like just but it's so hard like
it's hard
to actually
I'm talking as if I'm okay
you
too
get,
but
like,
it's hard.
Sometimes like when things
feelings are flowing.
It's not even that when it's going so well, you can't hurt, but like
eh?
You can't help, but like obviously think of where it could possibly go. Not even necessarily feelings or whatever, but just, you know, let your mind wander small.
Sometimes
like,
the friend's benefits is too sweet. You're thinking this pee cannot end now. Like, you're thinking ahead, like this is going to be my life for a while. And that's how situations occur. You'll be doing friend's benefit 1 year plus. You'll be thinking, how did I get here? I'm thinking, how did I get here?
You guys.
Is this me?
You guys said 1 year plus.
Guys, 1 year plus. In fact, anything past 6 months plus is actually fucked. That's actually my advice to you. If you're doing friends benefit, after 6 months, you cut it off and you find a new partner.
Do you get either that what's happening? You actually get why, you guys. Like, I wish I could tell you that why.
Same.
But you should get, like, there's reasoning behind it. They know what they're saying when they say 6 months is the cutoff.
Yeah. After that, it's no longer friends. You guys are, both of you are fools. Love hearts, fools. You guys are playing together, but you're foolish. Like, you guys are doing so much.
I don't like the way you're insulting.
Guy. But it's not people I'm insulting. I'm part, so, like,
yeah,
in the past,
that year.
We were part.
Please, I beg. But I think it can still just end well, Sha. So far, you have, like, set rules. I mean, not rules, like, number one, don't do this. Number
you'll be
two,
having
don't
rules,
do this.
Though. In fact, this one is not even, like, this is probably when I was probably introduced first, like, friends with benefits. But it was so, like, I was so young, I didn't even really know what was going on. But you know how boys can be, oh, I'm not committing. Anyhow, yeah. Cool. This was probably, like, summer after GCSEs, like, IGCSEs or something. So we were, like, what, 15, 16?
Yeah.
Like, super young and everything. I just knew there was this guy that I liked, and he said he likes me too. But he's, like, it's summer now. Summer in Lagos.
Yeah.
Like, you're all trying to vibe and everything.
Yeah, vibes.
Summer, but we just agreed, okay, me and you shall.
This was happening.
We're running our peas just between me and you type of pee.
Yeah.
On a low, we even said on a low key, low key was, you know, happening then.
Mm-hmm.
Just me and you. But this is what we're gonna do. Like, you don't have to tell me what you're doing outside. I don't have to tell you what I'm doing outside. But if you go to an event and two of us are there,
it's
me and you.
It's happening.
I don't want to see you with her, and you don't want to see me with him.
Nah.
But we're not gonna ask questions later on. And period. That was the only.
And that's very simple.
Guy, very easy.
Very simple.
Very easy. He messaged me, oh, are you coming for so's pool party? I said, yeah, see you soon. See you there, I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. He got there before me. I got there. I saw one girl sitting on top of his lap. I said,
Simple instruction.
Simple, 1, 2, 3 instruction. I got there. I went to guy and greet him. He was now kind of shaking, almost pushing the girl off the lap. He now hugged me and everything. I turned around to go and get food. I see another girl, a different girl. I said, what type of thing is this? Next thing you know, where is so and so? They said he has entered the house. I said,
ew.
I said, well, that's the end of
this
contract.
This someone that they
contract
had, guy, they had a simple contract.
And it's not even difficult. It's
simple
not hard.
Contract. If we're both there at the same time, it's two of us, nobody else.
But if nobody else, if I'm not there, you're not there.
Do you get, nobody tie your hands together and say don't do anything.
Simple
we
and short.
Contract.
After that day, I said, you know what, moving on.
Do you get, like, when people don't listen, that's when problems should start.
It's just
do you
annoying.
Get that type of thing?
It's just annoying, boys, girls. All of you.
Don't actually kill
just
me.
Just listen up. But there are also some things that I think you should not be doing in...
E.g.,
if you guys are, you know, on the stage of maybe, you know, some people do this very low-key. It's around 1 o'clock, you will go to his house or she'll come to your house. You know, midnight type of thing.
Rendezvous.
Don't be leaving your clothes there. Guys...
So that's what you're thinking of leaving there. Carry it. Don't ask for toothbrush. Carry
don't
it
don't shower there.
Towel, clothes, t-shirt. Collect your property away.
Even though that's, oh, I just fell asleep. I'll go in the morning.
Nah, leave.
Do your pee and be going.
Get them bread.
Then leave. You will now wake up and now say, I'm hungry. You guys will now do breakfast.
Breakfast?
Nah.
Okay, now.
I mean, maybe once in a while is okay. But when you're touching maybe 1 month plus and you're still doing it, you get why, yo.
Just don't confuse yourself.
You now start getting confused when he's calling you on FaceTime or you're calling him on FaceTime for what?
But you know I like that type of
thing. But that's not FaceTime.
You guys, I like that.
Because you guys are complicating it, then you will not be wondering why one person is acting somehow, another person, or you not be thinking he didn't call. After he starts calling you, or she starts calling you, the first day that person doesn't call you again, you start thinking, why are they not calling me again?
Yeah,
what are they doing that they're not calling
me?
I thought I was supposed to see them this night.
Oh.
Or the night that you now get it, you now says, oh, are you not dipping?
Shit.
You will not start choking your soul and your heart.
It get wild.
So don't start these things if you know you can't handle it when it stops.
Yeah, I can't like
okay,
the whole. The gist of this story is that if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Honestly and truly,
just
the best
leave.
Quotes.
Don't cook. Don't do anything. Leave. Order food if you have to, but that kitchen, you have to leave. You have to leave.
Yeah. Oh my god. Shots are being fired.
Guys,
this place is hot.
like you guys. The temperature is actually
rising. This is actually hot.
Don't actually kill me.
Yeah. Mm. But like, do you think you personally, you can actually like shoot your shots and start a friendship? But how do first benefits actually start?
Oh my God, you guys. How let me tell starts? You. I mean, this is speaking from like someone who was in friends with benefits with someone else gave me this piece of information. Okay. It's kind of like you just have to take that leap. Like, do you guess? I remember my very first like friends with benefits situation. It was kind of like I was attracted to him. He was attracted to me. And we both knew, but no one like did anything about it. We're strictly friends. But one fateful night, he actually just like opened the door. Like, you know when you just cross that boundary, you just have to make a move. And like,
so what did he say? Okay, you know, yeah,
eh?
No, I'm trying to understand.
He didn't say anything. It was more of an action thing. Okay. And I was like, okay.
But sometimes that can be embarrassing.
That's what I'm saying.
What if you flinch? So you're like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a 50-50 something. Yeah. So if you take the leap and
this thing is all about hearts, it's about chest.
If you take the leap and they say Z,
but what if it spoils your friendship?
You get why?
This is why, me personally, none of the guys have been my friends per se. So if it ended badly, good riddance.
But I also feel like it takes two to tango. Like, I definitely knew that move was coming, so I was ready.
Okay.
Jiggers. I put myself in a situation where that move
can happen.
Was jiggers.
Okay, you opened the door. You just like, come in. Come on.
It wasn't as if. I left the door open and he opened it fully.
Cheetos padlock.
They broke it. Do you get? So it wasn't as if the move came out of nowhere. Like, oh my God, what are you doing? No, I knew it was coming. Like, I even dressed for that event.
Stop.
Anyway, stop. That's like, you just have to take a leap.
Fair enough. And if I wonder if there are actually people out there being like, look, I like you, you like me, I just want to fuck. Like,
right.
Let's just, this is what I want. I don't want this.
But what you mean, what you mean, like, do you just mean I'm attracted to you?
You know, you can be physically attracted to someone, but they are daft or they behave somehow, but you're just like, I still want to get it on.
100%. And to be fair, guys are easy. Like, I don't think it's that hard to actually call one of your guys and be like, I can't lie. I'm
just embarrassing there, you know. But truth of the matter is, 80% of the time they will say yes.
Guy, they will actually say yes. Yeah, like, that's why.
Just have to send that message. You up? Come like, through.
Are you up? Men are so.
What is are you? Let's go long. You up?
You up? Men easy.
Bro, like
80% of the time, like if it's a girl shooting, is more successful.
Yeah, I also think maybe they do like that though, because a lot of people have said, like guys have said, they like outgoing girls and forward girls.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Like Gary said, if you have the heart, do it.
Yeah, it's all about that. But I'm trying to think how my own like started, because it's never a peer of. Okay, except from that one when I was younger, like 16, that was actually like set.
Yours is just kind of like go with the flow, like.
Yeah, but that thing is hard.
It's up until that moment you know.
You know, I hate go with the flow. Let me tell you, go with the flow is worse. I actually wish you would come and be like, this, and that is what I want, and we're not doing this and that, because at least there's a clear boundary. Because I like to, I'm a very like, I like to set
you guys,
rules.
Boundaries
I like
zone,
to plan.
Boundaries
I mean, like I like stuff like that. So when I don't have that, it's very kind of it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you will now be like, okay, we're doing this and this. Then one faithful day, people will now be like, oh, so what are we doing? I hate that thing. When we've already gone far, and I'll be asking questions, and I'll say, you know, actually, right now I'm emotionally unavailable. You know, right. You know. I don't really. I'm not looking for anything serious.
Ew.
I think we should take things slow.
Uh-uh.
But I followed your pace. So, were you? I was the one like following you behind. But you we should guys. Take it slow. You so were you running? Yeah, you know, it things actually happen.
You guys.
But yeah, I think this is a cry for help. I'm just saying, if you're ever trying to do friends with benefits, just say so and it's okay.
You get.
I don't want to not be.
There's no need to try and confuse anybody.
Yeah, let's not pretend.
More.
And also. At the same time,
hey.
If you are done and it's finished and you don't want again, the same way it was easy to say let's start, please just say.
You get
instead of doing like, oh, I don't really want to hang out today. I don't really want to say no, because I don't care.
Don't do
just
that.
Tell me you're not on it again. Let me move on with my life.
Period.
It's actually that easy.
You guys, it's a communication thing, isn't
it? At the end of the day, if somebody is pained, they're not going to die. Who has ever died of heartbreak?
Or
me, I don't
nobody.
Know. Like I actually don't know anyone that has died from heartbreak. And it's sometimes heart is not even involved. So just open your mouth and talk.
Communication is so key.
Girls and boys, listen up.
Listen up. Do you feel like even after like you've been through friends with benefits with someone, you can still just be friends with them without benefits? I mean,
Yeah. I think I have a few people that. But things I'm a very like. With my male friends, even like people who have not had any friends benefits or whatever, I'm a very like I'm a friend when I see you. Like I don't really call my male friends or text them unless maybe there's gist or there's something I need to know. Or I don't know, I really missed your face or something, and I'll FaceTime you. But like, if so, ordinarily, like if we're doing friends, there's no need to be pretending, you know, texting or whatever. Like, I hate forcing friendship.
Yeah.
Like, I have enough friends. Even if if you want to say maybe I only have 7, I'm okay. Like, yeah. I have enough. Like, I don't want to be forcing it.
I still think it's very possible to be friends with someone. I mean, I'm a very living testimony to that. Like,
yeah.
I'm still friends with all my past benefits.
Not all, like, if you...
Yeah. Sorry, a bunch, a handful, yeah, a couple, guys, one or two.
Yeah, simple.
It's very, very. I feel so far like I think space is actually needed because if you look at all these people, we actually fell out,
then came back stronger. Yeah,
so it's that type of people where after it ends,
after all is said and done,
take a break. 1 year, 2 years if you need to.
Yeah,
guys, this one was almost a year, and I was like,
I feel like it would be difficult to keep that friendship if you're not in a new relationship though.
If your ex benefits partner or whatever has a new partner, it's so much easier to just like not even do that.
That's when space is necessary, and a living testimony of that, give that person space.
Don't kill me.
If that relationship ends, then you can be friends again.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Just friends.
Honestly, guys, we just wanted to come with a piece of advice because I think this has been weighing heavy on our hearts.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself. Shit. Nothing's way heavy on my heart.
Not way heavy, but like, this is a topic we've been trying to talk about since. Because, you know, we're open and honest with you guys. Yeah. This is our life.
This is real life. IRL.
If you know, you know.
Period.
Yeah. But friends with benefits, unless you have the chest and the house, don't do it.
Yeah, I think that's the best, like, code.
Advice,
If there's anything you're going to take from this episode, that is what
I'm sure Pamela won't do it again.
Guy, I said I'm not doing. Eh?
Pamela won't do it
again. I'm not even doing again. I know they do.
And that's all right. It's not for everybody.
It's not for everyone. And I feel like it's taking me, you know, maybe 3-4 years. It's okay.
It takes you a while to know.
Yeah. But now.
Although we told her, but it's okay.
Thank you. Nobody asked for that. I can't lie. Nobody asked, but at least we're here now. So, Kasha Madupe.
Thank God.
Please. I beg.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.